Well, let's turn in the Word of God to Matthew's Gospel. Matthew's Gospel and chapter 16. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 16 and verse 13. When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" So they said, "Some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." Jesus said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he commanded his disciples that they should tell no one that he was Jesus the Christ. Well, as the Lord may help us, I just want to develop this more this morning. I don't know how far, but this scripture is just packed with wonderful teaching. Just a quick review. We do have in these verses some brilliant teaching, some amazing teaching from the mouth of our Lord himself. These are incredible words. Amazing words. Amazing words concerning the church. Concerning the church. Notice that this teaching is given at Caesarea Philippi. Caesarea Philippi was a city notorious for its idol worship, for its idolatry. Gross, bad, filthy idolatry. It had long been associated with all kinds of idol worship, Baal sacrifices, Baal worship, Jupiter worship, the worship of the emperor. The reality of evil was very, very evident there. Demonic people, demonic possessed people were there in Philippi, Caesarea. And then Jesus gets his disciples together and he says, "Who do folks say that I am?" And they name a prophet or two. But Jesus says, "Disciples, who do you say that I am?" And Peter, by inspiration, by revelation of the Holy Spirit, says, "You are the Christ. You are the Son of the living God. You are the Messiah. You are the sent one." And I think if the Holy Spirit could reveal that to Peter in amidst this so ungodly city, place as Caesarea Philippi, where it was notorious for evil, worship of anything other than the living God, he can reveal that to Crawley. So wherever you come from, praise be to his name. Hallelujah. We noticed 2 or 3 weeks ago that Peter, by revelation, knew that Jesus was the Messiah, the King of Kings, the Son of the living God. Friend, who do you say Jesus is? Well, he's my Savior. Praise God if that is so. If you have confessed your sin, realized your own poverty, your own folly, your own weakness, that you are separate from God because of your sin, if you've recognized that and come as we've been singing just a moment ago to the cross, and seen the sacrifice that this Messiah, this Jesus went through, that you are forgiven because you've believed on the name that is above every name. Praise be to God. Say, He's my Savior. Hallelujah. Is He your Lord? Were the whole realm of nature mine? That's an offering far too small. Love, so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. Easy words to sing. Is He your Lord? Peter said, He's my Lord. Jesus is making some amazing claims here. I do believe God is, in His mercy, will be revealing not only that He is truth this morning, but that He is great High Priest, that He wants to minister, change, transform us today. I hope that none of you have come this morning believing this is just going to be an ordinary Sunday, just another day. Jesus is making some amazing claims here. I don't know how far we developed this morning, because the truth in these few verses is just incredible. If we get a hold of it, we're going to just worship the Lord like we've never done before, and just want to serve Him, just to be obedient to Him. Because Jesus is saying that the church He is building, the ecclesia, the ones who have been, hey, if you're now a saint, you were in the world. You were once, like I was, just in the mire. Oh, it doesn't mean to say we weren't doing good things from time to time. It doesn't mean to say that we didn't have love in our hearts from time to time. It doesn't mean to say that we weren't a generous person. But all before God, that stunk. Just stunk, because we're still separate from Him, far off, iniquity within us. By His grace, He's redeemed. He's redeemed us. As somebody says, I'm not what I was. By the grace of God, I am changed. And by His grace, one day, I will be perfect like Him. It's all of His grace. You have been called out. You've been called out of darkness. If you're a child of God, you've been called out from darkness. So why are you still living in the dark? May God really inspire us today. Really inspire us today. That we make that decision, that choice, that will, that we will follow Him wholeheartedly, sacrificially. Jesus is saying here, friends, He is building His church, the called out ones. And this church will be able to withstand all of the onslaughts of the evil one. All of the fiery darts that he can throw. It can withstand. It can overcome. This is what Jesus is saying. Why? How can this be so? Because it's a church that Jesus is building. That's why. Jesus is building it. The body is coming together. He is in her. And this scripture says, nothing that hell can throw at it will destroy it. No wonder we pray, I hope we do, Your kingdom come, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Your kingdom come. The gates of Hades, the power of death, cannot prevent the advancement of this kingdom. It can't. It can't! Neither can it claim victory over the true sheep of Christ's fold. That's what this word says, doesn't it? We mentioned a couple of weeks ago that, of course, there is, because in verse 19 says, I will give, Jesus is saying to Peter, I will give to you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And we mentioned there's a lot of confusion concerning spiritual warfare, a lot of teaching which, to be honest, says is from man at best, and not from the scriptures, not truth. It may have some truth in it, but it's not the whole truth. There's a lot of false teaching on spiritual warfare. One of the things I mentioned last Sunday evening in the Contend for the Faith was this spiritual mapping, which started in the late 70s, which I don't believe has any foundation in scripture, and as I don't believe is of the Lord. But here, Peter receives the keys of heaven. It says, Jesus says, I will give you the keys of the kingdom. Peter is given the keys. It's personal. Now, of course, the Roman Catholic Church have messed this verse up completely. They really have. But the Bible does say, I will give to Peter the keys. I will give them to you, Peter. I have chosen you to unlock the kingdom of heaven to the world. I've chosen you, Peter, to unlock. And as we noticed 2 weeks ago, it was first unlocked to the Jews in Acts chapter 2. Then it was unlocked to the Samaritans in Acts chapter 8. And then in chapter 10 to the Gentiles. Amazing! The gospel, the power of the gospel, the keys. Keys that take people out of self and serving sin and a destiny in hell to serving Jesus and an eternity with him in heaven. No wonder. You see, the promise that Jesus gave to the disciples was fulfilled. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Brother, sister, what Peter began, we the church carry on. We the children of God carry on. We have the keys to continue what Peter, by sovereign grace, established. We have a tremendous promise here. We are told that there is success in binding and loosing. The Greek text reads, whatever you bind or loose on earth shall have been bound or loosed in heaven. Where does the initiative come from? It comes from heaven. It comes from God. That is why, brothers and sisters, we need to know the Word of God. We need to be walking in the Holy Spirit. We need to be listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Because we are to implement here on earth what has already been sanctioned in heaven. That's why it's so crucial that the church gathers for prayer. It's so crucial that we have our own times of prayer, waiting upon the Lord to hear what does he want us to agree on? Because it will be done in heaven as it is on earth. Listen, the church does not rule, Christ does. Christ rules, but he's willing to give us his heart and his keys. I think that's amazing. That is amazing. And it's through his body, the church, that God implements his kingdom work here on earth. My kingdom is among you. Jesus is among you. Listen, Jesus is not looking for committees. He's not looking for organizations. He's not looking for religious people. He's looking for folk, men, women, boys and girls, who truly belong to him, who are now committing themselves to follow him and to see his kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, who know that they have a future, it's an eternal future. It is people like that who are saying no to Satan, yes to God, who he's willing to give the keys to, even this morning. Keys that will release, and not the keys of Satan, which imprison. People who have been broken inside. People who have been stripped of their ego. That's who people want. That's who the people Jesus is wanting to give the keys to, even today. Are you totally dependent upon him? You've nothing to boast about yourself. You've nothing to sell. You've no green handkerchiefs to sell. You've no manor loaves to sell, DVDs to sell. You've got nothing but broken inside, and you know that Christ is all and in all, and you want to serve him and love him and see not only yourself in this freedom, the truth shall set you free, but those around you, those in college, those in school, those in your neighbourhood, those at work, those in the shops, released because you have the keys. The gospel comes with authority and power. What did Jesus say to them? Stay in the city, tarry in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. Look at Peter. Look at dear Peter, the one who had said correctly who Jesus was. You are the Christ. You are the Son of the living God. He said correctly. And then a little later on, Jesus is rebuking him. Get behind me, son. Look. He had a real rebuke for him. And then Jesus predicted, didn't he, that Peter was going to deny the Lord. He was going to deny him in Jesus' own hour of need. You're going to deny me. And to make sure you know that you denied me, the cock's going to crow. This is Peter. This is Peter. Yet Peter, like the others, having waited, stayed in Jerusalem, having been emptied of their egos, they are now surrendered and totally dependent upon the sovereign Lord to do his work. And God did. He poured out his Holy Spirit, and these guys were transformed. Even John was transformed. Even James was transformed. They who wanted the front seat were now humbly serving the Lord and people in the power, the dynamic power of the Holy Spirit transformed. Is Jesus the same? We've got stubborn hearts just like they did in the olden days, but hearts that can be transformed. And that's what Jesus wants. Indeed, we read in the Acts of the Apostles that these dear disciples, they turned the world upside down. Peter, after his repentance, after the Holy Spirit even speaks to the lame man. We read it, I think, in Acts chapter 3. He speaks to the lame man with authority. He says, silver, gold, I don't have, but what I have, I give to you. That's authority. Walk! That's authority. Keys, do we have them? Please, Lord, whatever is keeping me back from being the disciple you want, and looking for, what is
whatever is holding me back from releasing others from their bondages and sins, please this morning, do a work, your sovereign work in me, that I will agree with you. You are the initiator. I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I'm going to hear from you. And the keys that you've given me, the keys that you've given this church, will be released for the glory of Jesus. Friends, are we truly fed up with meandering through life? Are we willing to truly repent of carnality, the love of the world, worry, materialism, lust, being disobedient, gossip, pride, fear, anger? Because all these which have imprisoned us are keys that belong to Satan. I'm so grateful for some study which Brother Colin has done, which has helped me even on this. I know that the Lord would loose you and me even this morning. Because the keys of heaven unlock. They free, and some of you are bound. And Jesus is wanting to release you. It's not that you're not a child of God, but you have been oppressed. It's not that you're not a sheep. It's not that Christ no longer loves you. He is for you. He wants you released, free, to experience the joy of the Lord. To experience freedom. The Lord would have you loosed even this morning. Whatever Satan has laid upon you. You see, even circumstances, and they may in the whole pan of things be absolutely insignificant, but somehow you've allowed even the troubles which you may have experienced this morning, even in coming to the place of worship, or having come, you've allowed a negative comment or something to happen that Satan got hold of and he locked you. He imprisoned you. It's on your face, it's in your heart. That's what we have to repent of. In one of the prayers that were made earlier during the time of praise and worship, there's confession. But hey, Lord, I'm determined. I am not a child of Satan. I'm your child. I'm your precious bought child. I've allowed my own sin to get the better of me. I've allowed myself to get locked in by Satan. Jesus, I choose to serve you. You unlock that. Free me up. Your truth is free. Your truth leads me into freedom. And then I can serve you and love you as I should. The evil one wants us to wallow in the mire of self-pity. Does God? I don't think so. The Lord would have us loose this morning. Whatever Satan has laid upon you, whatever, if there's a spirit of disobedience or fear, rebellion which has oppressed you, God wants to free us this morning. I know it. Because we cannot release others until we have been freed ourselves to know His forgiveness. Where Satan has bound you captive in your thoughts, we need to be surrendered to God. We want to be renewed by His Holy Spirit. Washed clean by the precious blood of Christ. What does Paul say in the Philippians? He says your attitude should be the same as that of Jesus Christ, doesn't he? As of Christ Jesus. That's what. You know, he's not asking the impossible here. If you are inclined, brother, sister, to the negative, then we need to have an attitude check. You need to start the day with an attitude check. We need to make a choice. Again, in that prayer, I choose The world can't. But the person who's born again by the Holy Spirit can choose. Make a good choice. Ask God to help you. Somebody prayed a prayer once, and it went something like this. Dear Lord, so far today, I haven't gossiped. I haven't even lost my temper. I haven't been greedy. I've not been grumpy. I've not been nasty to anybody. I haven't been selfish. Lord, I haven't been self-indulgent. Thank you. But in a few moments, I'm going to get up. I'm going to get out of bed. So Lord, help me. We do need God's help, don't we? We do need God's help. Brother, sister, who do you hang out with the most? Okay, you've got work, you've got college, you've got school. Perhaps you've got an ungodly family. And this will affect you. But who do you want to hang out with the most? Because if you're hanging out with negative people, if you're hanging out with people who are just full of criticism, full of gossip, that's going to have an impact on you. Don't let the media, don't let some celebrity mould you. Let God the Creator mould you by His Holy Spirit. This is why, you know, as Bible-believing Christians, we want to have the mindset of Christ and also His worldview, the biblical worldview. And, you know, there's a lot which is concerning us, obviously, in the natural. We've got folk, perhaps in our families, or at work, or at school, or college, who are concerned when they read the headlines about the swine flu and how, you know, it's obviously causing consternation and fear. Well, if we're going to be locked into fear, there's understanding, concern. You know, there's a brother here who's got family who have got this illness, and so it is obviously a concern. But if we only take the news from the media, if we're listening to negative things, if we're not going to the Word of God, if we're not rejoicing in the Lord, we'll be the same. We've got no. What message have we got? What message have you got? You've got no message except doom and gloom. Rise up, people of God. You have keys. The truth will set you free. We spoke about that last week as the gospel message, absolute truth. You know, friends, there's some of us who complain about everything. We complain, oh, it's too hot, it's too cold, it's too wet. My work's lousy. My holiday is too short. If only my partner changed his or her ways. You know, some people don't even want to feel better, but the people of God should have a different mindset. We should. Some people just want attention. Let me tell you something. People will say to my brother who's recently lost his wife, oh, time will heal. No, it won't. But truth does. Truth heals. Truth heals. Truth heals. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Joy is a command. It's a command. Once you're willing to face the truth and do something about it, I believe your life, our lives, will improve fast. Paul knew his Creator. He had a life packed with hassle and hardship. But he was still able to proclaim, I am ready for anything. I'm equal to anything through Him who strengthens me. Keys. According to His power that is at work in us. Wow. Brother, sister, if you can stay strong inwardly, if you're leaning hard on Jesus and His power,
you can handle anything. And whatever Satan brings along, he can't win. Not if you're in Christ. Submit to God. Submit to his word. Resist the devil. He will flee from you. He's given you the keys. I'm not giving you seven keys to prosperity this morning. I'm not giving you seven keys to financial freedom or anything else. I'm just giving you simply the word of God. That we may keep moving forward. Where Satan may have locked you up. You know, friends, I've been reading again. When I sort out my study from time to time, I come across old magazines. And, Gospel for Asia, dear Gospel for Asia, who do a great work, the natives amongst the natives in India and Bangladesh and so on, I just read these testimonies about how evil people have been just set free from demonic spirits. They've been... we've seen it. Those of you who've been, coming from these parts, you'll know. Here, this guy lived with a heavy burden. His son was often attacked by an evil spirit, and he would roam the village like a madman. So the guy took him to many places for treatment, including the village priest, but nothing helped. It deeply troubled the guy to see his son suffer in such misery. The whole family was distressed. Then the guy brought his son to a missionary whose name is here for prayer. And to his great joy, his son was completely delivered. And the guy was amazed. He'd spent a large sum of money seeking relief for his son. But in the end, he saw that his village gods could not heal his son. Only Jesus could. And the son and his whole family came to know Christ as a result, and began faithfully attending the church. Full of these testimonies. God's at work. We need to be free so that we can release others and see his kingdom come. Give him your all. Child of God, child of God. Instead of being imprisoned, we need the keys of heaven. Keys to the kingdom. And we can walk right in and possess the kingdom. And whatever the enemy has put upon us, whatever our own sin and rebellion has, which we've allowed, Jesus rebuke. Jesus rebuke. Jesus rebuke Satan. And instead of listening to doubt and fear, instead of being a victim of your own sin and the abuse maybe that others have put upon you, we become willing disciples and we are free. Free indeed. If the Son which has set you free, you are free. That's the word. We are not talking this morning positive thinking or anything like that. We're talking about truth and believing what Jesus says for you and for me. Whatever you bind will be bound. Whatever you loose will be loose. The kingdom of God will be manifested. The enemy defeated. Our God Jehovah knows that his only begotten Son, who was crucified and then resurrected and then baptized his disciples in the Holy Spirit, has emphatically promised the eyes of the Lord are running to and fro throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. That's the same 2009 as it was in the year 700 before Christ, or in the first century. Brother, sister, God wants to make you a partner in his kingdom. He will do nothing without his servants. And be sure of this, you can do nothing without him. We are laborers with God. Let us pray. Lord, may the authority of your Holy Spirit grip us, possess us. We realize we must decrease. Christ must be all and in all. Lord, will you, the Holy Spirit, the sovereign Holy Spirit, will you manifest yourself even in us right now? Lord, we're coming to the sovereign one. Let all falsehoods, let all lies, disobedience, anger, sloth, pride, gossip be stripped away. Let us be done with sin. Let us say with the apostle, sin will no longer reign in me. Sin will no longer be master. Sin will no longer have dominion over me. For I am a disciple of Jesus Christ. I surrender to the Holy Spirit. And when we do sin, that we come quickly to you, Lord, and confess it. But Lord, have mercy on us. Free my brothers and sisters this morning, that the joy of the Lord will indeed be their strength, that they will walk in victory and not in defeat. You will strengthen them even now, Lord. Their personal battles which they have, maybe even going back to, Lord, that they will go with a renewed heart, renewed vision, knowing that you are for them, that you are equipping them, that you are giving them keys. Keys that will unlock. We're sorry, Lord, when we've allowed ourselves to be imprisoned. But thank you, Lord, for your words. Whatever has been said which is not of you, Lord, may it be quickly forgotten and blotted out of our memory. We just want your word to impact us, Lord. You have said it won't go back and not accomplish that which you please. So we pray freedom and release in the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. We'd be happy to pray with any if you so wish. May the Lord continue to speak to you and to myself.
Thank you.